This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca, and I nearly said in Tass, no, Tass is in a camper van.
I'm not as Greek or hairy as Tass.
No, you're not. Well, I don't know about hair, I haven't seen that. And of course, this is radio made by us, for us, and we're coming up to Radiothon soon, but we have in the studio Chris Tate, our program director for Joy 94.9. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Macca. Thanks for having me on the illustrious Saturday Magazine.
Oh, illustrious. Well, you know, one of the things that's really important to Joy is not just our people that are listening live, they're very important, and listening online, but podcasts. And podcast last month, Neon Nights was number one, Saturday Magazine was number two. The Informer was number three. What was number four? I can't read it.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek, cool.
Which is Return from the Dead.
Yep. And then Checkpoint, Chicks Talking Footy, great show. Joy Eurovision, that'll go up the charts.
Yeah.
Triple Bypass, Word for Word, and World Wide Wave.
Yeah.
What a diverse... And so last month, 36,000 podcast downloads.
Podcasting is huge, and I think where we notice the spread of our audience is through our podcasting. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is changing the notion, and we've talked about it before. It's not the first time you've heard it here on Saturday Magazine, that Joy needs to move beyond just a terrestrial radio station with a sub-metro license in little old Melbourne. We want to move above and beyond and take Joy to the world. And some of the evidence that I saw that we definitely do take Joy to the world was during the same-sex marriage postal survey.
Yes.
That thing, the plebiscite or whatever else you want to call it. During that time, our podcast downloads shot up to 80,000 a month, nearly double what we're getting at the moment.
Yeah.
So what that proves to me is that people from across Australia were looking to Joy for information on the LGBTI community. Because when you look at mainstream media, the issues that really affect the LGBTI community are not represented in mainstream media. So who else would you go to?
And not always represented in the way that our community would like our community and those issues to be represented.
Oh, 100%. When you look at the stories that were on the mainstream news during that time, it was all the salacious stuff. Yeah. It was posters up. It was protests. It was people being called this, that, and the other. They weren't actually going into how this is affecting the community, the practicalities of this ridiculous plebiscite. Joy did. We went above and beyond. We went right into it. And the community from across Australia and expats across the world were looking to Joy for that content, and we saw that in evidence through our podcast downloads. And
we already see quite a lot of international podcasts and comments coming through, so clearly there's a demand for the services or the information coming through, even with the limited resources that we've got here at Joy. So I think it's a natural evolution, Chris.
Oh yeah, 100%. And that's the strategy of Joy's current board. It's the strategy that I walked into when I got the job. It was, we take Joy to the world, remembering that we're always going
to
be...
Isn't that a song, Joy to the World?
I think it is.
Maybe it's
a Christmas theme song.
Oh, is it? Oh, the Festival of the Troublemaker.
Well, it's Christmas every day here at Joy.
It is. Because, you know, the news you get from us is real news, not fake news from those shit sheets.
Exactly.
Am I allowed to say that?
Well, it is 10 to 11.
Yeah.
I think you're allowed to say
that. Oh, no, I think it's... Look, I think everyone, you know... look, one of the challenges, Chris, with podcasts is... you know, like I say, this will be podcast, so people are going to listen in. They listen to an intro, or they know what it's about, and, you know, they download it. Then we all know we want our podcast to have the greatest reach, so people need to repost them or, you know, put them on their Facebook, put them on their Twitter feed and share them, because then more people will discover the station and discover the absolute breadth of the talent. You only look at that top 10 list for April. You know, that's, you know, it's from chicks talking footy, Eurovision, Triple Bypass, Neon Nights, you know,
Saint Magazine Fetish.
Yeah, like, you
it's
know,
the
really.
Most diverse content you'll probably find on any community radio station.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, 100%. And it's all catered to the LGBTI community and made for the community by the community, which is what makes Joy so special. And definitely when we're looking at...
It says it on his T-shirt. What does it say?
Radio made by us for us.
Correct.
We're on air. We don't run on air.
We don't run on air.
Fully branded.
Fully branded. Who's this little mug for, by the way?
Well, as you know, we give our studio... Do you have one?
I have one, yeah.
We give our studio guests a little... what's it called, Paul?
You know, it's an espresso mug.
An espresso... Not a mug.
Sorry, cup.
Come on, you're a retail...
Espresso cup.
Ex-retail aficionado. What's it called?
An espresso
it's
cup.
It's a shot cup.
A little shot cup. Yeah, and it's got a spoon on the top and it's got the SatMag Twitter on it, which is... What's it say?
At SatMag Joy 94.9.
There you are. Look, he is a wank.
He is.
949. There's no point in there, actually.
No, because there isn't in the Twitter address.
No. Well, that's why I wouldn't be on there then.
No. So how long have you been program director?
I've been here for 17 months now.
Wow.
Can you believe it? Time flies when you're having fun.
Geez, you'll get it right eventually.
Yeah. That's the goal. We just keep banging away till we get it right. But we must be doing something right, because in the last 17 months, some of the things that we've seen is Joy's audience reach. When I came, and it's not about me, I'm not going to say that, but when I came, Joy's audience was 345,000 unique listeners per month. We're currently sitting at 396,000 unique listeners per month.
Which is pretty significant. You know, Neil Mitchell,
our
good friend at 3AW, he's due to do another stint here. He's very glad, very glad that we have a sub-metro license.
Yeah.
No, he is. He says so. He listens to Joy quite a bit and he likes our radio. He likes what we do. And they're pretty significant numbers.
They're big numbers for a sub-metro license. When you think about it, it's one little part of Melbourne. We're not even supposed to be across Melbourne. So imagine what we can be getting at once we really do start taking Joy, you know, onto a digital platform, once we really push Joy out there to the world. And some of the things that we're doing in order to do that, we're looking at recruiting shows from not necessarily Melbourne, Sydney. So we're looking at people with some profile. We have some, you know, the show coming up after this. Is Benjamin Norris. He's doing Word for Word. And he's you know, come from Big Brother fame. He's now volunteering at Joy. And everyone is volunteering at Joy.
Now, we've got it from a listener here, and this is an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
It says that our podcasts are inflated because we release 5 a week compared with 1 a week from other shows. We decided long ago, when we used to download the show as an entirety, and it was 2 hours, right? People wouldn't download it because of download limits and cost. Lots of shows, The Informer does a post every day, sometimes 2 posts a day. Understand where you're coming from, but sorry.
Also, it's about giving people the information they want. If they're interested in pill testing, then download pill testing. If they're interested in LGBTI funding from the government, download that. But you don't have to buy into the whole show. It's about the stuff that interests you.
And that's how people consume media. And that, I mean, that's, I think, one of the things that I've faced here at Joy is people have these, and in the world, people have these set ideas about how things should be.
They don't, do they?
They do. I don't know if you've come across that.
Hang on, write that down, Paul.
And I mean, you face it wherever you go in the world. It's not just a Joy thing. But I mean, the person who sent this text obviously doesn't understand how media is consumed. I love listening to podcasts from news and current affairs programs, but I'm not going to... Sorry, Macca, but sometimes I don't feel like listening to 2 hours of SatMag. I just want to hear my interview.
But that was, you know? That was actually feedback we got from listeners about a two-hour podcast. One, they didn't know where the part they were probably interested in was in the podcast, and not everyone has unlimited downloads or free downloads.
Yeah.
So downloading, you know, a 2-hour podcast is, you know, like 100 or 120 meg.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's the way media is consumed, and believe it or not, Joy is actually going to evolve to cater to the needs of the consumers, which is
what an interesting concept. Yeah.
Thanks, so Chris, talking about how we need to evolve Joy, Radiothon's coming up.
It is coming up. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's we're going to be talking more and more about it in the next few weeks. But Mel did come on a couple of weeks ago to tell you that.
And Andrew Thorpe's coming on after the news, but I don't know if he's going to talk about that. He can talk about some other stuff probably.
Oh, okay. There you go. You got all the big guns in today. So we're talking about 25 years proud. So really what it does is, one of the things we noticed in the last Radiothon is that when we gave people a platform to be really emotive and proud of what they do, really highlight the work that they do here at Joy, it connects with the audience, it connects with the listeners, and it gave us our biggest Radiothon to date. So what we want to do is give our presenters, our broadcasters, an opportunity to tell the audience and tell the world why they're proud to be part of Joy. Because why else would 320 volunteers come in year, day after day, week after week, to give their time?
It's not for the coffee.
It's not for the coffee, and it's not for the money, hence why they're volunteers. And they wouldn't be doing that if they weren't proud of what they were doing here. So 25 years proud, we're giving people a platform to say, why are you proud to be part of Joy?
Exactly. Now, we're almost out of time. Podcasts, so we know we need people to download them, to share them. They are free on iTunes.
They are.
Imagine that, people, something free from Apple. How rare is that? It's free.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You know, the phone.
There goes the Apple sponsorship.
And also some of the guidance you get from some of our podcasts, you couldn't buy that sort of information.
That's right. Some of the gems that are on those podcasts.
Gems of wisdom.
You couldn't. So, look, thanks for your work. Thanks for your 17 months and counting.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.